And now, it's time to sit back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
All right, another garage sale gloat, and man, it hasn't even been a week. It's only been 6 days since the last gloat, and we're out on a Thursday.
Jesus Christ!
On an overcast, supposed to rain by like noon, 1 o'clock.
Is it?
Yeah. Or that's the perfect. That's the yeah. That would be. So we have a Thursday list. We have some places to go, some things to see. It looks like it's. Might be a kind of a short run, but you never know. But we are going on Thursday because Friday and Saturday we're doing the Empire State Comic...
The Empire Comic Fest.
Empire Comic Fest.
Which apparently I was told I misquoted last week. And I said, you know what? It was a long day, man. Give me a break. So, Empire Comic Fest. Number 6.
And it's right down the street from my house.
Yep.
And so we'll be set up there for 2 days with Dan Fogel and the Jack Kirby Museum, the traveling Jack Kirby Museum. Should be fun. I actually will keep you updated because I'm going to actually try to sell some of those Golden Age comics.
Yeah, man.
That I got last week.
Speaking of which.
Circle of Life.
That Droids Random House book that I picked up.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to look that up. What is it looking like?
$15.
Okay, not bad. Not bad.
I mean, I only spent, what, $2 on it at that? So, yeah. I was expecting big money. Big money. I guess you would have lost if I traded it to you for those Golden Age books.
I definitely would have lost. That's why I wasn't sweating it too much. I was just like, oh. I got the stuff that Jack would normally get, and he got the stuff that I would normally get, but you know what? I'm okay with that.
Well, but I did get that fun little potty kitty book.
Yes.
In the mystery box. That was kind of fun. You know, those comics really weren't worth too much either. But.
Yeah. Oh, it was an interesting enough $5 box.
It was a very interesting $5 box. I couldn't make out what was on the baseballs, but it looked like it was, like, personal stuff. But they were, like, muddy.
Yeah.
And they were, like, still in the bags. I'm like, I'm just going to throw these out. Same with this lock without the key.
If you had a dog, they would have been great toys for the dog. Yeah. Could have chewed them up.
Yeah, but... Same with the big lock that had no key with it. That was like, that's exactly.
And that's where they end up in the all for $5 box.
Yeah, throw away my trash, and you could pay for it too. So, anyways, like this CD is pretty cool. This is part of the CDs I got last week. This is True Urban Music.
Oh, had to sell it.
Let's get Ziggy with it.
We need some True Urban Music today. All right. We'll be back before we get canceled on Garage Show Gloat.
Oh, come on.
It was. Well, we just hit a pretty awesome garage sale. We first attempted to go to a church rummage sale, but I got to tell you, We were walking up this little lady goes, just to tell you, they're only letting people in 25 at a time. And we see a few people at the door. We're like, okay. And then we get there and we see the line just keep it just this.
Thick. It was a good 45-minute wait.
Yeah. And we were just like, yeah, screw that. I think actually it was more like, go fuck yourself.
Let's blow this popsicle stand. Sale.
Yeah. And we'll let all the sharks and the fat middle-aged guys fight it out. We're gonna do the chubby middle-aged guy and move on to garage sales. And it was the right thing to do. The first garage sale we hit was this lady trying to get rid of a bunch of her and her husband's books, and her husband's a sci-fi writer, and they had Robert Anton Wilson books in there, which you don't see at garage sales. You don't even see them in bookstores, and they're expensive. I got a Colin Wilson book, my second favorite paranormal author. His books are some of the best examples of critical thinking in, like, the UFO and paranormal world. He's willing to field any view, but he's also, like, incredibly, you know, critically thinking about everything, and will, you know, he won't discount anything, but he will say, this is, like, 99% probably bullshit, and is great to write. So I got a dozen, yeah, it was $6, they're 50 cents a paperback. Got a dozen paperbacks, some like Clive Barker book, a couple Clive Barker books, some Arthur C. Clarke, some like basic science fiction that I needed to replace, and then lots of like UFO, paranormal, conspiracy books, just a whole stack of them. I'm so happy. It's a rare. Usually, I mean, you're just digging through Ken Follett books and fucking what's
Joel Osteen.
James Patterson and like third-rate political biographies and Lee Iacocca just garbage most of the time.
Yes.
Cookbooks,
yes.
Crappy cookbooks and shit, but not at this place. This place had like a bookshelf tuned to me, which like I'm lucky if I could find a section in a really good used bookstore that has that much material that's like up my alley. So I'm in kind of a fugue state right now of happiness from that garage sale. And the price is right on
50 cents a piece. My God.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
And even I found a few things. I got that, DC New 52, but the Phantom Stranger trade paperback.
Yep.
50 cents, brand new.
Phantom Stranger, a favorite of Scott Gardner.
And I got that Illuminatus trilogy book.
Yep. That's just a fun put by the side of the toilet book. It's just like, basically, it's his like encyclopedia of conspiracy theories. So it has all the classics, but it's written in Robert Anton Wilson style, so it's funny and fun to read.
And it's good for you, too.
And it is good for you.
Part of a great breakfast.
It's part of a good brain diet.
Yeah, no more of those placebo opinions.
Well, I'll tell you, there's very few, like, I love paranormal and conspiracy writing. But 90% of it is garbage. It's garbage. It's bad writers. It's bad logic. It's cheesy. That's why I like it. It's fun to read because it's trash. It's like the weekly. It's like reading the Weekly World News or something. But when you get into your Wilsons, your Robert Anton Wilson and your Colin Wilson, I got a Colin Wilson book there, and that's when you start getting, like, Colin Wilson wrote a book on the occult. Called The Occult. It's one of the most entertaining reads ever, and he lays it all out. You know, he does, like, you know, talks about Aleister Crowley and Gurdjieff and all that, but he's more than willing to address the scamminess of a lot of the, you know, how a lot of them were basically scam artists, you know, scamming their way across Europe or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's just a fascinating read, and he's a very delightful British storyteller, you know. So all his books are written, you know, conversationally, but also he's also an in-depth researcher. So he had, when he was alive in his house, he had like 5 barns that he just were filled with his research books.
Nice.
Of his books, and God, I would love to walk through those barns.
Sure.
Holy shit.
But the other thing that I got was probably the biggest thing I got, kind of cool, was that Risk game. But that Risk game was like, I've never seen anything like it. It was like a wood box.
What's this right here?
Yeah, this is where we're going.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, thanks for interrupting.
Oh.
It's all good. But that wrist game is like in a wood box. And once she said it was never opened, I was like, okay, well, for $5, I'm willing to take a flyer on a unique game that I'll probably
Risk games are not much of a risk. People buy Risk games because people play Risk with five sets sometimes.
Right.
They get their friends together. And then there's all sorts of, you know, specialty risks based on video games. I think there was a Halo Risk game.
But it was weird because, like, they had like five or six records and they were all priced, you know, appropriately at $10 a piece.
Sort of. Yeah, you had $15 on the double album Star Wars, but it didn't have any of the fucking
jacket or the poster or anything.
Yeah.
So, you know, you gotta give up your baby sometimes,
yeah,
man.
Well, I mean, the thing about the Star Wars double album is it sold 84 million copies, so it's not very rare. It's rare to have it in good shape. It's rare to have it complete, but it's not rare.
Fucking flying around the corner.
Yeah, just whipping through her neighborhood.
Yeah, whipping through the neighborhood.
Did you see the look of, like, dazed shockedness on her face that, like,
there's somebody actually
coming? Other people driving here, and it's like,
there's a post office truck right there. Jeez.
And it's like, and it's one of those neighborhoods where everything is a curve that you can't see around.
Right.
Because it's an old neighborhood and all the trees. I mean, look at these trees are fucking, they're all 80 feet tall.
Yeah.
It's this is definitely a just post World War II
neighborhood,
suburban neighborhood. See, this is what I was telling my roommate I want to do in front of our house.
Yeah, makes sense.
Just like, put a row of trees there. She's sure. Like, "Do you think they'll get mad at us?" And I'm like, "No,
no,
they're just trees. People are allowed to plant trees in the suburbs. Look at, they're all over the place."
Yes,
I'm not saying that we plant ugly trees or something like that.
Or trees that are going to be really hard to manage in 10 to 15 years.
Yeah,
you know.
All right, we're coming up on another garage sale. So I don't care if this was all I got today. I'm a happy camper. I'm gonna be in such bliss putting these things on my goddamn bookshelf today.
Yeah, it was fun. It's already worth the trip.
Alrighty.
Onwards.
New garage sale. Three is a magic number. Yes, it is. It's a magic number. Somewhere in the ancient mystic trinity. Well, we just hit our third garage sale.
That's true.
And another magic number I got to replace. You were there when I bought that my old Star Wars pajamas from those two goth girls, the goth teens. Remember, we went to their house and they were like, "Oh God, he's buying my pajamas."
Yes.
And I wore those all through the winter. Those were so comfortable. But now I have upped it. I have a set of Chewbacca jammies, fuzzy jammies with feet.
Yeah, baby.
And a Pikachu pajamas for a friend of mine who collects Pikachu and will probably wear that shit out. But $5 for the set for Chewbacca and Pikachu.
And I got two board games, both
sealed.
Sealed. The Sorry game, and then what was it? Joker, I can't see it.
Joker something. Joker Funhouse.
The Joker Funhouse. Well, there you go. So, we were kind of on the edge of Webster, and we didn't do too bad.
No. No, usually the Webster garage sales are kind of crap, but we've been having pretty good luck.
Yeah.
I almost bought a bunch of Captain Underpants books, too, but
We didn't even talk about that last garage sale with that box of horror stuff that was in there.
Of what?
That box of horror stuff that you had for Halloween.
Oh, the, like, clown and the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well... We got a long drive to get to the other sale.
I'm not buying stuff like that horror stuff because it just takes up too much space.
And it's not the easiest to sell.
I don't have the space. I don't have two garages to and a junk room to throw stuff in anymore. So I have to really pick and choose what I'm buying to resell. You know.
And honestly, I mean, for me, I'm after this weekend with the comic show, I'll probably start getting ready to start getting stuff online. To start clearing out some stuff already from the first month.
That's the thing is, I had so much space that I wasn't reselling it because I was like, I can just wait till this stuff goes up in price. I can just put it away till I need to sell, till I need money, you know. And so it just stacked up, but I can't do that now. Oh, here's another one.
Hello.
And another one.
How did we do that?
I don't know. Was it on the list?
No.
For down here? Well,
it was not.
We call that a humper.
Oh, is that what they call it?
They've humped on their neighbor's garage sales. The neighbors do all the promotion, and then they just set up.
Can't just say drafting. You got to go humper.
They're called humpers. They're humping the garage sale. I'm not good. I like ruder terms.
I guess so.
But
you mean like slobs?
Yes, like slobbing the knob and stuff like that. Okay. All right, everybody, go fuck yourself. We're going to another garage show. All right, well, just a little update. The weather has turned shitty. We've got a little light, misty rain.
And it ruined the whole freaking neighborhood sale.
But there's people still trying. They're still trying, we're still trying. But I'm just warning you guys. This might be a short gloat episode.
Well, yeah, but we've talked enough.
I guess, but I have that hasn't stopped me from picking up a couple key items.
Yeah,
2 50-cent items. One book of Michael Jackson paper dolls, which. They're all in one piece, and from like 2009 or something like that.
Right.
And what was the other? Oh, a Miss Cleo tarot card deck. Now there's some powerful mojo right there, Miss Cleo, as seen on TV.
Yep or doodle.
So that's my first set of tarot cards. Usually, like by the end of summer, I get a good little pile of different kinds of tarot cards. Let's see what I get. I used to have dog tarot cards.
I had a tarot card book for a little while.
I used to have like five different sets of gypsy tarot cards, which are my favorite. They're just sort of generic. They would actually sell them to kids, too, back in the day. They weren't called tarot cards. They were just, like, gypsy magic cards.
Of course they were.
And I had all different variations of those. Oh, all kinds of magical shit. But nothing as magical as Miss Cleo. Probably the world's greatest psychic. Next to Uri Geller.
Uri Geller.
Yeah, he's the guy who could bend his own piss. He was a piss bender. Uri the piss bender.
Come on, man.
Yeah, it's real, man. Shit's real, man.
Is it shit or piss now? You're confusing me.
No, that's another guy who was the shit bender. That's a whole different story altogether. Anyway. Yeah, that's what you get when it gets rainy in the garage sales.
Richard Bender.
We have... yeah. Oh, my God. We ought to do our own version of Avatar, the Last Airbender, except we have the shit and piss benders. All right. Anyway. And the dick benders. Hi, Dick Bender. I'm a dick bender. All right.
Are you a lefty or a righty? It depends. It's got a mind of its own.
If you're a good dick bender, man, you're going 360.
You're all rich.
Right. We'll be back. Well, we just went to our just old warehouse garage sale. Obviously old, sort of alcoholic, heavy smoking, probably heavy cigarette and crack smoking. People, hoarder, garage sale. You could tell it was bad because Johnny Bueno, the first thing he did is hit himself with the hand sanitizer when he got in the car.
And that gravelly voice. Make America great again.
But everything was just thrown in piles in there.
And he was still throwing it while we were there.
It was just piles of dirty old shit, of old crap. So I love places like that. And some of it was charming. I found a nice, crappy African sculpture, but they tried to get $5 out of it. And it's just like, you guys, don't try to get $5 out of anything. Do it by the pound at something like this, you know.
Yeah.
Of just like shit that's been sitting in your warehouse. But 50-cent DVDs. I got a 3-DVD set of the complete Mr. Bean TV show, which is gold.
Did you check your package?
I did check most of these packages. Some of these are still in the shrink wrap, though, like Zombieland in the shrink wrap. A decent movie. The Hitcher, a classic. I got a one of those triple play DVDs with Amityville Horror, Brian De Palma's Carrie, and the original Child Play, and Children of Men. But here is my golden. This is a DVD that somebody brought their video into Wegmans
and had it,
Walgreens, and had it made into a DVD. And it looks like maybe it's got all these like pictures from it. It looks like it's like some sort of event with Geraldo Rivera. Or at least it looks like Geraldo Rivera. I'm pretty sure it is Geraldo Rivera. And family photos and shit. So I just can't wait to see what.
Every time someone says the world says the name Geraldo Rivera, the first thing I want to say, but was there any penetration?
He's so respectable now. He's at the most respectable time of his career where he comes out and it's like, I'm Geraldo Rivera, revered newsman, you know, blah blah blah. And it's just like, we all remember. We all remember you, Geraldo. We know what you are.
It's like, yeah, I mean, there's a reason why you got hit over the head with a chair.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, I dressed up as Geraldo Rivera at that moment for Halloween 1 year.
He was just one step above Morton Downey Jr.
Zip it.
At least Morton Downey Jr. was more exciting. He was carving swastikas into his own head at the airport, pretending, or bus station or whatever, pretending that he got attacked by Nazi skinheads.
I forgot about Morton Downey Jr.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
I used to work with a guy who was family friends with Morton Downey Jr. And he was like on some sort of tour and like ended up staying at their house and said, they said he just sat at their piano all night and played them songs and was singing and was great, great fun. Because Morton Downey Jr. knew he was full of shit. I'm sure Geraldo knows he's full of shit too, but at least Morton Downey Jr. put on more of a ridiculous show about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that place was a hot fucking cracked out mess.
Yeah. I got like I had a whole bunch of stuff I was gonna buy. Like there was a box set of all four Nightmare on Elm Streets. There was one disc in the freaking box.
Right, right.
It was like, and then that print CD was like water damaged and all the freaking paper was.
Yeah.
I was like, no. Not all the Bob Marley CDs.
I'm sure it plays fine, but you know, because it's a CD. But yeah.
It's like I'm done with this place.
Yep.
And honestly, I was gonna ask him where the bathroom was, and then just piss in the corner because
you could have just pissed in the corner. Nobody would have even noticed.
Pretty much.
It would have actually maybe improved the smell in there.
Yeah.
But there was a nice cat outside that I almost got to pet.
Yeah, except it was raining out and it didn't want to come out to you.
It did. It still came out, but then it was just enough for a sniff, and then it was just like, yeah, fuck off. I'm going back under this car. But that wasn't like, that wasn't a stray cat either. That cat was too, was groomed up and.
Oh, yeah, that cat was living somewhere.
He was just slumming it, yeah.
Huh. It would be sunning itself if it was sunny out.
Well, you know, probably the old lady that was at the front is just like, hey, here, here, buddy, have a piece of bologna, you know. chuck him a slab of some bologna.
Keep the mice away.
You want some tato salami there, kitty cat?
Yeesh.
Anyway, we'll see what else we can find. We're lucky we found that. It's still like misty raining out.
We're going to that toy sale out in Spencerport.
Oh, okay.
So that's what we're gonna do.
Lots of beautiful toys, lots of Disney stuff, but boy oh boy, I'm betting it's gonna be expensive. But that's okay, because I pick around the edges of those places where everybody else is. And when I say everybody else, I think it's more the people who run those things. They see those old Disney toys.
Yeah.
And those old Disney toys probably go pretty good, but they probably go more good on eBay. You know what I mean? And they'll probably be priced more like that. So, like, all the collector people are going to be snuffing over that, but they had some old, you know, Star Trek film adaptation movie tie-in books and stuff like that.
There's some old toys in there, but they're like, you know.
But they're going to be expensive.
Because they're advertising them as old toys.
Right, right. Well, when I see that, and the person was obviously a collector with a neat eye. They had a good eye for kitschy sort of old toys and stuff, so it'll be fun to look at.
Yep.
But I'll be picking at the margins of that, hoping to find good stuff there. But you know, the last time we went to that one
with the comics,
the Kali one, I got Star Wars number 7 for $5, so, which is a huge bargain,
right,
with the condition it was in.
Yep.
Even though almost everything else was not a bargain in there.
Nope.
So,
anywho,
we shall see.
In 15, 17 minutes, we'll find out, I guess.
Hopefully all those people that would have been at this one are still waiting in line for that church sale.
Yeah, that'd be hilarious. That being said, from now the time we started, we're over 3 hours into this trip. So
yeah.
Even though this is probably going to be the last one.
I figured we were going to make it to around noon and then and then be like, well, let's get something to eat and go home.
Yeah, I'm getting a little
peckish myself.
I was about ready to say that. Holy cow.
Peckish around the edges.
Yeah. I always pictured you as a picker anyways.
I'm a pecker. I'm more of a pecker than a picker. I pick and peck. All right. This is getting stupid fast.
Yep, or doodle.
We'll be back. We're padding it out this week. Padding it out.
You can even make adjectives out of the other parts of speech, like verbs or nouns.
Like pissy.
All you have to do is tack on an ending, like ick, ish, or er. For example, this boy can grow up to be a huge rat.
Dickish,
fucky. We know lots of adjectives.
Assholey.
Yep.
Pissy.
Johnny Boingo's hangry right now. Hangry and frustrated.
Frustrated. Just my eyeballs are floating.
We took like a 40-minute detour to go to a really shitty garage sale, and
in the rain.
And that sort of ended everything. We're done. We're going home. Hungry, less shit. Not bad for a rainy Thursday, I guess. I can't complain because I got all those books and
I got
those
stuff.
Are warming my little cockles of my cockles.
There's no doubt you put the cock in cocktail.
I did.
Then you took it out. I'm not sure why.
Yeah, well, it's hard to keep it in my pants. You know what I'm saying?
No, not really, but okay.
All right. Well, I think you understand English there, Johnny Bueno. When you're me, it's hard to keep it in your pants.
See?
It's just just the way life goes, I guess. Just the way I'm built. But there you go, a short garage sale bloat. Maybe one of the shorter ones ever. But that's okay, since we packed up a bunch of long-ass hour-long garage sale bloats this summer.
Yeah.
Next time we'll have probably more options and to pick a nice day. This week, Bueno's got comics to sell. Even I got some comics to sell. I'm going to try to sell those Golden Age comics from last week. And maybe next week you'll hear about whether I did or didn't.
Yeah.
I'm not really like, if I don't sell them there, I'll sell them on eBay. You know, they'll go on eBay, I'm sure.
I think tomorrow, if you get them priced right and you get them sent out,
they won't last long, you think?
Yeah, people are there with money in their pockets.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, we'll be there at 9 o'clock, and a lot of the big slugs will be slugging around.
Sniffing
around. So they might, if somebody really wants them, I guess they would
make an offer. Snuffle you can't them up refuse. At the beginning.
Yeah, we'll see. See, I'm not going to wheel and deal too much for them.
Yeah.
Because I want to get some money. I want to get some money for them.
Oh, yeah?
I wouldn't care if maybe I bought them for $5, but since I got 40 bucks in them, I want to get that 40 bucks back.
Oh, yeah.
Which I will on one of them.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing, you know, at the very least, you want at least double your money. You want at the very, very, very least double your money.
Yeah. And I just hope there's nobody like, can you do a credit card?
No.
You want to do some PayPal on this?
No.
Pal? Nope. Cashola?
No.
Like a man. A man.
What if they give you change? What if they got rolls of quarters?
Rolls of quarters are cash, and I can spend rolls of quarters at garage sales or sock them in my bank account. I can hold them in my hand.
Really?
Just like when I can't keep it in my pants.
Your bank will really love you for that. First, you ask them for 20s, and then you give them quarters that they got to count. Man.
It's their job.
You really are irritated.
Maybe. I'm not as irritating as my old roommate who used to go and get fucking multi-$1,000 paychecks, then go into that same bank and want it. Want to cash his check in $2 bills.
Wow.
Because he liked being quirky and paying people in $2 bills.
Well, there you go.
And he liked yelling at people when they were like, this isn't real money, I won't take it. This is a $2 bill. This is legal tender in the United States. You don't know that there's $2 bills. I only deal in $2 bills.
There's $2 coins, too.
There are $2 coins?
Canada.
In Canada. Then there aren't $2 coins. This is America, not Canadian fucking Monopoly money land.
Looties and Toonies.
Looties?
And Toonies. It's funny, if you go to the strip bar in Canada, that's what they expect, are loonies and Toonies.
All the girls have bruises from people chucking loonies at them and stuff. It's got to be hell.
Hey, hoser. Take this.
Jesus Christ. Instead of stuffing dollars into their garters, they're stuffing loonies in there, and they've got like little fucking coin marks imprinted in their skin at the end of the night. They're all going home looking like fucking lizards.
They strip all the way down to their newspaper.
Fucking
point.
Canadians, I tell you, man.
You can strip all the way down to your newspaper change thing, right? Your little waist on your waist there. You can be completely naked, and then you just have a little change thing on your hip there.
At least in America, our dollar coins just didn't take off.
Well,
we still got them.
Yeah, I mean, geez, I don't know why, with Susan B. Anthony's ugly profile on there. Hey!
Not any uglier than anybody else's profile on the American
She's a man,
Bunny.
Baby.
So, you know, you can put her right there next
she,
to
yeah,
Jefferson.
She wanted to be a man. She wanted to vote like a man. Did they ever do the bike?
Wow. Okay, Johnny. I'm sorry, folks. I did not know that I was riding with a misogynist today.
Okay.
Although, I hear she did piss like a man, so.
I heard she chewed like a man.
Now we're bringing up old Howie Mandel movies. All right.
Hey!
Garage Sale Gloat is now officially over. Before we keep talking anymore, Johnny Bueno obviously needs to piss and get some food. And
hallelujah.
I'm sure next week we'll have a little bit of a report of how the comic world went, too.
Don't.